Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at BJGeekNation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Tony Danza. You guys know Tony, right?
Yeah, who's the boss?
Hey, yo.
He has previously said that he was not interested in rebooting Who's the Boss.
Does Danny or Vicky know Who's the Boss?
No, they don't.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
Oh, I know Tony Danza from that one football movie.
Okay.
Football movie. He was like a Philadelphia Eagle. He's a garbage man, and he kicks the thing, and he gets like a really strong leg and then becomes their punter.
Oh, my gosh. I know the movie, but I don't even know the name of it.
Oh my God, the garbage picking field goal kicking Philadelphia phenomenon.
That one.
That's the name of the movie?
That's the name of the movie. Also simply known as the Philadelphia Phenomenon. 1988 Disney movie.
At first I thought you were talking about that Mark Wahlberg Invincible film. I'm like, Tony Danza was in that?
So this was it's a Disney movie. That's why Danny knows.
Yes. Bad Disney movie.
Oh wow, yeah.
What? It was so good.
And I know of Who's the Boss, but I know Tony Danza from Angels in the Outfield.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, right.
That one. The good Disney movie or whatever it was. Actually, I don't know.
Yeah, it was Disney. Yeah.
Well, then this idea may not be the best idea.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. I mean, I saw him, like, my first thought was, hell to the yes, because I loved Who's the Boss. And do you remember Who's the Boss?
Of course I do.
I bet you liked it because he was a former baseball player.
Yeah, it was a good show. It was like, you know, it was a big, a successful sitcom.
He had a daughter, Sam, which was Alyssa Milano, and he needed to be able to take care of her, but his career was done, so he moved in with this rich woman to be her nanny for her son. And he was able to bring his daughter into the mix as well.
Yeah.
And it was awesome because as a kid, like, I mean, Judith Light was hot and she was always wearing these cool dresses. So it's like, you know.
Oh, you are.
And then Alyssa Milano one year just all of a sudden became a very attractive woman as well because, I mean, I was the same age. So it wasn't like weird or anything. But like, I remember she, like, one of the first episodes back, she was like in a bikini. And I'm like, oh, now I know what it feels like to have attraction towards a lady.
Now I need that math book on the front of my body.
Right. I was like, this is cool. I did not know that's a feeling that I never felt. Like, I was like, as a kid, I was like, this is awesome.
Yeah.
And now even the grandma was hot. Mona.
Mona.
Yeah, and that's
she was sassy.
Yes. Mona and Judith Light, if you've seen her now, she looks like grandma. If you see some...
I don't want to ruin what I always remember her as.
Judith Light, you would not even recognize her. I've seen her... last thing I saw her was in Is it Transparent? Yeah, Transparent, that show that Jeffrey Tambor. Yeah. And his wife in that is Judith Light. And you're like, whoa, that's Judith Light.
Oh, she's a total grandma. Yeah, she got the short hair and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't even recognize her. But that's how many... I mean, look, it's how many years. If years go by, people all of a sudden get to be the age they are.
That was one of my favorite sitcoms as a kid, though. But I'm like... Who, outside of someone in their late 30s and up, even cares about Who's the Boss.
Well, that's, I think, why Tony was like, no, I don't want to do a reboot. But now all of a sudden he's had a change of heart and he's like, okay, I want to do a reboot.
Does he have bills to pay or insurance to get?
Probably. Yeah, could be. He's also just going to do it with Alyssa Milano. They say they're developing in the early stages this whole a sequel to this sitcom. And they will be the father-daughter duo of Tony and Samantha. Now, Judith Light, she's not coming back. Danny Pintaro, I guess, who was the kid, right? He's not coming back.
What the hell is he doing?
Last I thought he did was like gay porn in like the 90s or 80s or
well,
something.
Why would you come back from that? I mean, that's probably lucrative.
Maybe doing this will hurt his career.
Yeah, but you're right. He doesn't want to ruin his good name in gay porn.
To be honest, I thought of all the people, I don't know what Alyssa Milano, Alyssa Milano does like a lot of clothing line stuff. She's keeping busy. Definitely keeping busy on Twitter. She's always saying something. But I always figured of all the people that were not going to be a part of Who's the Boss, it would be Alyssa Milano.
Yeah, I have to say, I'm very surprised as well. And Mona, unfortunately, passed away, Catherine Helmand. So she passed away, I think, as last year. So she won't be on the show.
Do you remember Rev, I don't know if you could find it. The theme song for Who's the Boss was pretty awesome.
Oh, yeah? I don't know if I
remember. It was just one of those bad. It was almost like they were like, let's write a theme song kind of like Cheers or kind of like The Growing.
Oh, right.
You know what I mean? It was like one of those kind of heartfelt TV theme songs. But I remember being a kid and loving it. Because it was my favorite show.
Yeah, it was a good show. I mean, back when we didn't have a lot of shows to watch. I have no idea if
it was a good show back when we didn't have many networks.
I have to put that caveat in there.
Yeah,
you really do. I mean, it's the best that we were given.
All right, I think I found it.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
God, this is horrible already.
What are you talking about? This is great music right here.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God.
Take a chance and face the wind.
Wow. I'm adding this to my playlist right now.
Right? Workout playlist.
A brand new life around the bend.
It's a new life for him.
Yeah.
I heard this on Family Guy.
Really?
Of course you have.
No.
The only reason why it sounds familiar, I'm like, oh yeah, this was on an episode.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's the only place this stuff lives is Seth MacFarlane's world.
Right?
Yeah.
I feel like me and Seth MacFarlane would have a lot of fun talking about bad television.
Oh, yeah, you would. I mean, he's made an homage to it on everything he's done. I mean, that's what I love about Seth. Everything he does is an homage to everything that he grew up with.
He's like, how do I work the Who's the Boss theme song into an episode?
Yeah.
And what context was this song used?
I don't remember. I just remember hearing it and then hearing Peter's voice.
I love the ending.
That is the worst ever. It's almost as bad as Greatest American Heroes theme song.
Now.
Oh, yeah. That's horrible. Everything
you need
about
to
the,
go home.
The Greatest American Hero should just be burned.
Believe it or not.
Yeah. Yeah. Believe it or not, this show was on TV.
Be so free.
I wish I could argue with you, but I did buy the DVD box set of The Greatest American Hero Season 1, and I thought, oh, this will be the greatest thing ever. And I tried watching it, and it was not good.
You know, it's interesting.
As a kid, I thought it was amazing.
There are some shows that I did not like as a child, and I watched as an adult and realized, oh, this show was just too old for me, and I really appreciate it from those days. And then there's the other effect where you know what? They're not even good enough to be coasters, those DVDs.
You know what show is really holding up that I've been binging now?
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Golden Girls!
Okay.
Is it really? Does it really hold up? Yes. Actually, it's really funny because it's just a bunch of old salty ladies who are just bitching at each other, and it's really kind of funny.
Who live in Florida, so it's basically what's happening right now.
Yeah. There are people that are still obsessed with the Golden Girls.
It's so good.
Where are you watching them?
It's on Hulu.
Okay.
Yeah, so you can watch a couple of those old episodes. The jokes hold up, and literally, it's just old ladies, so it's funny.
I'm going to have to talk to my wife and see if she wants to give it a shot and say, hey, because it's been years. I say it because, honestly, I bet all those episodes are going to be new to me because I haven't...
You're not going to remember them at all.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I was a big Star Trek fan, and I'm watching Deep Space Nine. I'm binging that right now, and I don't remember a lot of these episodes. It's like I'm watching them for the first time, so maybe I can convince my wife, like, hey, these will be like first-time episodes for us. We probably don't even remember them.
Yeah. All right, here's a question from a texter. Who's the Boss, Step by Step, or Family Matters? You have to pick one.
Oh, are we just talking about the hottest chicks on it?
I don't know. Are we just talking about quality television?
Which one was Family Matters?
It was Urkel.
Yeah.
Oh, Family Matters wins.
Yes.
Family Matters?
Oh, Urkel.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Step by Step.
I mean, I'm right there with you, but Family Matters.
especially with success, Urkel's more iconic than anybody on those shows.
I always like Family Matters. Their storylines a lot better than Step by Step. And yes, I watched
and Step by Step's the worst. I don't even know if I ever watched it.
You are.
It was
insane.
Not the worst.
Was it Billy Duffy? What was the guy? The guy, the soap opera
Patrick.
Guy. Patrick Duffy.
Patrick Duffy.
Billy Duffy.
Yeah, I remember
Suzanne
Summers.
Yeah. And Suzanne Summers was never the same after after Come On, Knock on My Door.
Oh, no, I'd knock on her door. Step by Step.
Yeah. Nah, so, I mean, I know she was hot in Step by Step, but to me, I'll always remember
her. She was
hers.
Hot in those Thighmaster commercials. Come on.
Exactly. And it showed in the Step by Step show because she would always show it off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is getting weird.
Sure is.
Sorry.
But, man, but Family Matters, I think, was a better, as far as quality, it was a better show. It was funnier.
Yeah. Except towards the end. Towards the end, they started going off.
The end.
Yeah, like towards the end of the series, they started going off on these like weird tangents, and they like focused only on Urkel.
How many seasons did they have? Do we know? Because usually when you get to season six or seven, everything's off the rails. So people are trying to get creative, artistic, or they're just done.
Nine seasons.
Well, there you go.
And the last couple of seasons were kind of weird, too, because they were suddenly like cross promoting like all of the TGIF shows.
Yep.
And so it would be like Urkel would land in like Perfect Strangers or just really random weird stuff like that.
Yeah, you're right. It was always, and Urkel was awesome as like an added flavor. But then they did focus too much on Urkel. And it was like, well, no, Urkel's awesome because he's just kind of comes in with his one-trick pony thing, the did I do that nerdy thing. You don't want him for an entire episode.
And then they got his whole, like, alter ego, Stefan Urkel.
Oh, that's right.
Gosh, I know this whole thing. I can go into this.
Oh, I forgot about Stefan Urkel.
Yeah. I want to go back and watch all these shows.
You should.
You really should.
This is the time. I mean, nostalgia is really helpful in beating the corona.
And somebody says Golden Girls is on the Hallmark Channel every night at 10 p.m. I never miss an episode. And my wife probably never watched the Golden Girls. I feel like we could have fun watching that together.
Oh, dude, yeah. And it's mostly wholesome. Most of the episodes have a story or a moral or something along those lines, but it's not too preachy. It's kind of fun
and revolutionary when you think about the fact that this was an older woman driven show. I mean, think about Hollywood and think about demographics. You say, here's what we're going to do. We're going to put a show out with a bunch of women that are in their 50s, maybe 60s,
that just want to complain,
and this is going to be a big hit show. But and Bea Arthur was, I would say, the you know, who was it, Madge or Maude? I forget who she was.
Oh yeah, she was Maude. Yeah.
That, you know, Bea Arthur, funny. The actor, you know, she was spun off from All in the Family, had her own show. But for women trying to make their way and be heard in society back in the 70s and 80s, Bea Arthur was the man. I mean, really, she was. She was an amazing performer and also trailblazer.
And it's really interesting to see on Facebook, people post clips of the show, and I've never seen any of the episodes, but a lot of them relate to what's going on today, and it's funny how ahead of their time they were.
Oh, yeah. Very much so.
Mm-hmm. Well, we should just do a segment every week where we recap what we watched on The Golden Girls.
So, Rev,
we all watch it at the same time. Like, this week it's episode one, season one.
You guys got to catch up, man. I'm on episode seven already.
Tune in every morning at 9:30 for The Golden Girls.
Why not? I mean, you know what? You probably get a laugh, and look, it was quality television. That was a well-done show.
We play our favorite clips from the show.
Yeah.
It's just, that's getting to be a little bit of work now.
Yeah.
And Rue McClanahan, she will always be forever hot in my mind. Blanche was awesome. Plus, she was so naughty.
Yeah.
And
Tarantino, according to one texture, I forgot about this, started his career with a role on The Golden
Girls. That's right. Mm-hmm. Yes.
He was an Elvis impersonator.
That's right. Yes. Yeah, it's so bizarre because I remember that episode. Of course, you know, you don't ever remember the person in those days. You never think he's going to be anybody. And to go back and see the episode again and now knowing who he is, it is trippy.
One of my favorite things is because Golden Girls, I don't know why it's gotten so big just everywhere. Somebody put out on Twitter a theory that they were all members of an organized crime syndicate.
Is that why?
Yeah. And I'm like, Blanche is an art dealer who has her father's named Big Daddy, so he's a pimp, and she's just running the money through the art dealings. That's like, why would Betty White move from Minnesota to Florida to save money? It's because she's got her drug deal going on.
Oh, nice.
And Sophia, the nursing home, burnt down because she's vindictive and stone-cold killer. Oh, it's great.
The internet has a lot of time on its hands.
So what you're saying is we got to see the original Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
Breaking Hips. Nice.
So is it Bea Arthur also drove a truck in World War II?
She's badass.
Bea Arthur, man, you know, she was quite a figurehead. You know, when you take a look at people like her, Mary Tyler Moore. You know, it's funny. Sometimes I want to sit down with the women of today, the young women, and go, I don't think you realize what... how easy it is for you to be you today because of what your trailblazing sisters did before you.
Yeah, that's what a bunch of young women want to do is sit down with you, BJ.
Yeah, with an old white guy to tell them how they should
maybe
be.
Maybe it should be an old white woman.
Explain it to them.
Yeah, maybe it should be an old white woman then. But you know what I mean? It's just like...
How about just an old woman? Doesn't matter. Come on, dude.
All right. Yeah, I guess an old woman.
Quit digging that hole.
Just an old somebody that ain't me. But the bottom line is that, you know, it's sometimes you hear people talking and you go, I don't think you realize some people busted their ass to get what you get to do today. Like, you know, there should be a little at least honoring of the folks that came before you that made life as easy as it is. I think about that in my life.
Yeah, but you didn't realize that until you became that old person. No one that's young is going to listen to an old person telling them how they should appreciate what they have now because of how it used to be. They'll be like, screw you, don't tell me how to be grandma or grandpa.
Yeah. You got a good point there. Mm-hmm. You know, it would be nice, I think, if people could realize, you know what, life wasn't always like this. And it's also a good way to know that life can get better, because if you think about what, you know, like Steve, what you and I grew up with, you know, like a lot of the stuff just would never be done today. That's right. Progress. Mm-hmm. And, but unfortunately, if you've never experienced stuff before, you don't realize progress and you think the world sucks the way it is now. But you go, no, actually, it does get better. It just takes a little time. There you go.
There you go.
How about that? We got a popular actress, though. She just shaved her head, and she says that it feels like a guy's package. What?
I've been telling you guys this for years.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
I had no idea. Well, you're going to hear from her at 8:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Actress and comedian Tiffany Haddish recently shaved her head live on Instagram, and then she did an interview and explains why she did that.
I'm bald because I want to know myself from head to toe. And as a woman, most women, you don't ever cut your hair off, so you never know what your head looks like. And I wanted to see, like, where all my moles were. I went to the doctor, and she was like, oh, you have a few moles here and a few moles there. You might want to get them checked out. Yeah, you should get all your moles checked every year.
Okay.
I mean, I know that. I recently had to get some stuff, like a cyst removed and a mole removed, and a lady at the place was like, you should come every year to get these things checked out. I was like, every year? All right.
Yeah.
Like, it's a fear that we should have. I mean, I get that, but like, I never even thought of doing that.
That's the problem, Steve. You know, you kind of get to a certain maintenance part of your life. You know,
yeah.
you're hitting the maintenance years where it's like, yeah, you should come in for your yearly tune-up. You know, that's what you got to do. And check out your moles. Check out all those lovely things your body starts just having on you.
Moles and holes are going through everything these days.
Moles and holes, baby.
Check out my moles and holes. That could be the name of a new place.
So,
what?
In your 40s, you got to get your, you know, prostate checked, your moles checked. Come to Moles and Holes.
Moles and Holes.
One stop.
I like that place.
Wow.
No.
Yeah.
Actually, I get where you're going and it makes sense.
What are you guys' opinion on women with shaved heads? I think it's a very attractive look.
No.
No, not into it.
Yeah, I can't think of any that I was like.
Sigourney Weaver back in the day.
Oh, from G.I. Jane.
Oh, that's, what's her name?
Demi Moore.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Oh, Demi Moore looked great.
I'm obsessed right now with singer Bishop Briggs. She shaved her head,
yes.
And she's gorgeous.
I'm not saying
everybody should shave their head, obviously, but like no different than like some women have curls, some have bang, you know, every. I think it's a cool look.
They tried to push that on us in the first Star Trek movie, and I remember I remember the actress's name.
The aliens?
They.
Well,
actually,
this was 1979-ish, I believe, and Persis Kambada, and I'll never forget her name. I mean, she shaved her head, which back in 79, a woman shaving her head was unheard of, but they thought, hey, she's an alien kind of a thing, so this would be cool. And yeah, I was like, yeah, I'm not into it. I mean, listen, if that happens, it happens. It's not like I hate it. It's just that if I have a choice, I like hair.
What about Britney Spears' shaved head?
No. Oh, yeah.
That was a little bit different.
Everything that went along with it, unfortunately, was the problem there.
Yeah. Right. The backstory makes me think that that's not an attractive look because of everything else that was going on.
And, of course, we're talking about this because Tiffany Haddish recently shaved her head, and she says she loves how this bald head feels, even to the point of comparing it to a certain male body part.
It feels so good too. Like yesterday, I shaved it like smooth bald, and I was touching. I was like, "Damn, my head feels like a yeah."
Whoa! I don't know what to say to that. Mm. I mean, maybe it's.
Mine does too.
Yeah, yeah. All the bald guys here. I was going to say, I like how Rev and Steve immediately started feeling their head.
It's the firmness.
Just the head on top of my head, not the other.
Yeah, the firmness is what I look at it like. Well, I mean, you know, if you're as firm as your skull, you know what, maybe Common's living a good life.
I was about to say, who are you hanging out with?
That's what I'm saying.
No, I agree.
Yeah. And she's with Common. I guess that's a new thing. He's a rapper. I only know him for his acting. Was he a rapper too, Common?
Yes.
Yeah, he was great on Hell on Wheels.
He's a great actor.
Yeah, and he does commercials. I don't know what commercials he does, but he does a commercial. I see him in all the time, but I don't know what the hell he's selling.
I don't think he's selling women's hair products.
No, he's not. Yeah. So
isn't he bald as well?
Yes,
yeah, that's
is.
Why I was wondering. Maybe was she inspired by the fact that you know he was bald, and I don't know if he's the first bald dude she's been with because they, you know, she says she's never been happier. She's lost 20 pounds. She says her and Common, it's been great.
And he was in the Microsoft AI commercial.
That's the one. Yes. Yeah, that's what I've seen him in lately. Hmm. Common's good, man, and Hell on Wheels is such a great show. I really dug it about the train business in the Old West.
I feel like they could have fun with this for like Halloween if they both have shaved heads. Like he could pretend to be her and she could pretend to be him.
I have to say, you know what? She does look good though. She really does. Her head is a good looking head for a bald head. And for some reason, you know, most women I see bald, but for some reason, Tiffany looks good. Yeah. And
I mean, any woman that shaves their head, they always could like put a wig on, have some fun with that.
I was thinking
I should start wearing wigs.
Oh, you can
do that. Why is it accepted for women to do that?
They call those toupees, Steve.
No, I want a wig. I want like crazy hair like ladies do.
I have a bunch of costumey wigs. If you would like to try them on.
Do
blue,
it,
orange, blonde, it's brunette.
What if that was my thing?
Steve, oh my God, it'd be awesome.
You're in Seattle. There's no to any fashion style. There's no to that. You get
That's
to be
true.
Who you get to be.
I can wear my pajamas to the store and my wigs.
Oh yeah.
Please. Please, please.
Oh, the only time I won't be wearing my wig is around my wife because I feel like she'd be like, nope.
Yeah.
Someone said, what about Charlize Theron? Wowzer. She shaved for the Mad Max reunion thing and from Marty and Realm.
No, yeah, she looked good too. Yeah. Like I said,
she looked badass.
I'm ambivalent. It's not like I don't want it, you know, like I'll reject it. But if you ask me, what would you rather have? I just prefer women with hair. But, you know, I'm not, you know, if for some reason my wife was in a situation where she had no hair anymore, it's not like I'd kick her to the curb.
See, I'd rather some women with no hair than a dumb haircut. Like,
a Karen cut?
That, or Charlize Theron for like, I think it was one of the Fast and Furious movie. She did the stupid bowl cut.
Oh, yeah.
And I really don't like that haircut.
She looks like Cousin Oliver.
It's kind of sexy on her, though. See, I like that.
Well, because Charlize Theron's just sexy.
Maybe that's what it is. Mm-hmm.
I'd rather her shave, though.
She could get one of those poop hats at the hat store. You know, the ones that like the poop emoji?
Oh, now that's sexy.
That is such a hot look.
That's a hot look.
You and your poop head. Someone said, what about Christy Mack? The adult film star. She, yes.
I don't know, but I haven't seen her, her naked or her bald.
She was, I think, one of like the first to really popularize like the half-shaved head thing.
Oh, right.
I love that look. That's amazing.
And then she shaved her whole head as well.
I think, you know,
she's very attractive. And I love that Vicky's computer is in the not safe for work mode because I'm seeing some great pictures.
Oh, hello.
Okay, then. Yes. All right. Well, the idea that with that half-shaved head look, I think you got to have the right head for that.
There you go. Yeah. That's Christy Mack right there.
Oh, man.
Not feeling that one?
No, not really.
What about that?
I think you know what?
There's chucks and his shaved head and tattoos.
There's got to be.
What more do you want from a woman?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, although the one with the glasses looks pretty cool and the dark lipstick. I like that look. Yeah, that's a good look there.
I'll take that.
And so, you know, like Sinead O'Connor. Sinead O'Connor's like one of the first. And
oh,
Grace
yeah, I
Jones
forgot about
well.
Sinead O'Connor. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Grace Jones. You're right. I forgot about her.
Laura says via text, Natalie Portman in V for Vendetta looked hot when she shaved her head. Yes.
Here's the problem.
Not feeling that one either.
Well,
huh, PJ?
Here's why. You have to put it in context. The reason her head is shaved is she's tortured pretty much for a good part of that movie. So I just wasn't
Fair.
Looking at her. You know what I mean? I yeah. wasn't looking at the poor girl for hotness. I was like, oh my God, she just went through a beating.
But then you see pictures of her like on the red carpet with makeup and stuff, and it looks really good on her.
Yeah, I don't like I like Natalie with hair. Sorry. I mean, if I have to choose. Again, again, if Natalie Portman showed up bald and goes, hey, what do you say?
You know, I mean, come back in 8 months when you have some hair in your
head. I would not say no to Natalie Portman. She's a beautiful woman in any way, shape, or form.
Ooh, I didn't know this. Remember the lady from Lost, Evangeline Lilly? They said Google her with a shaved head.
I don't know if I've ever seen Evangeline with no hair.
And I like this texture says, you guys have a new photo section feature. Migs and wigs.
Migs and wigs.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Evangeline Lilly looks pretty good, too.
Let me see that one.
Huh. You know what? That one, I'd rather her with hair.
Yeah, that's not that picture is not a great picture of
that
her.
That could be also
well, yeah,
she's,
a flattering
she's
picture.
Sitting in a car. So,
yeah, it's not a good shot. You know, I mean,
remember when she was like, she was the it person.
Yeah.
When Lost was going on, everybody was talking about her.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think she's had some opinions lately that people haven't been happy about, and so that's kind of like taking some shine off of her. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, I think she stepped back from them. But sometimes you got to be careful what you say these days, man. You go from the it person to the Migs and Wigs guy, just like that.
Migs and Wigs.
You don't want to be the Migs and Wigs guy. So there's a mattress review site called Sleep Standards, and they want your help because they would like to hire five couples and pay them $3,000 each to have sex on a bunch of different mattresses. Danny, I think this is your job.
All right.
Do you have to have sex with the other couples, or is it just your couple?
Yeah. Your couple.
Okay, I'm sure we know the rules. Yeah, because we're confused about a lot of rules when it comes to the number of people and things, so I figured this is a good question to ask.
Yeah, this is not having sex with all five couples. They just want five different sets of people to test out their mattresses for, I guess, sexual endurance, and then you'll report back to how it went. But, Danny, they're going to pay you $3,000, plus they'll let you try out all these new mattresses.
All right.
Are you up for this?
In.
All right.
What do you got to do to make it happen? You got to apply by September 15th. Okay.
All right, Danny, can you do this?
Yeah, let's see.
They're going to send you eight mattresses. Yeah. Do it. They'll send you eight mattresses total, and when things are all done, the couples will get their $3,000 and get to keep one of the mattresses. And, you know, a good mattress can cost you, like, you know, between, you know, what, $5,000 and $10,000, right?
And you have to write extremely honest reviews and give it a scale of 1 to 10 on this. This is the criteria. Bounciness.
Yeah. Now, what do they do with all the other mattresses that Danny's had sex on?
I
think, do we burn them?
What no, we send them to BJ's house.
Okay.
You can have them for free.
Thanks, buddy. Yeah, so September 15th, like Steve said, is the cutoff date. But look, if you're looking for a way to make money and you and your partner don't mind doing it, go for it. I'd do that.
Yeah, it's easy cash.
First of all,
you have to have your wife living here. I don't think they're going to ship the mattress to her and then to you, and then you guys do like phone sex and bounce up and down on the bed.
I got news for you. There were times where, you know, I would try to make this recommendation, go, we should have more sex. Here's how we'll do. We'll get paid.
For $3,000.
Yeah.
Nothing says romance more than...
I didn't have much game, so I needed any help I could get.
But that's not very... I mean, you're one of the five chosen couples.
Yeah, you're the chosen ones.
I don't know what they're doing to pick. Like, as far as, like, how do you get chosen? Like, is there a certain thing that will sell you on them? Like, hey, we're in our 60s. Okay, cool. We got an old couple. We're in our 20s. Yeah. Okay, you got a young couple.
Do you have to be, like, super acrobatic because they really want to see if their mattresses can take it? I mean, that means I'm out of shape, therefore I'm not going to probably give that mattress much of a workout.
I feel like if you said, hey, we're both pushing over 200 pounds, I'm maybe even, like, you know what I mean? Like, the heavy set probably would be a better...
Hadn't thought about that.
Well, they want you to base it on bounciness, noise, firmness, edge support. Oh, so there's certain positions for that. Comfort. Cooling and overall score.
Oh, cooling. I hadn't thought about that because things get pretty hot and heavy.
I'm bothered.
And if this somehow is one of those mattresses that cools you off.
Oh, you got to send a headshot and a link to a 60-second video of you and your couple doing it on. No, I'm kidding. That 60-second intro video.
I'm so in for this. Attach
links to social media accounts. I mean, you got a good following on social media. This is it, man.
Yeah, I'm sending the link to my girlfriend now so we can do this after we...
Let him know you work for a radio station. I really think you put everything you can put in there because I feel like that's going to help.
Well, it says impress us. What makes you the best candidate for this job?
Perfect, Danny.
Oh, cool.
Also wants to know how you guys met. Give them a link to the KISW Rock Facebook page, too. That'll make it.
Want you to know how many Facebook friends you have.
Oh, Danny, again, show them where you work.
Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah, do this, man.
Yeah, I'm sending it. I'm sending her the link now and saying we're doing this today.
I feel like it'd be good for you guys. You get all these mattresses. You get $3,000.
So do you get to keep them at one of the mattresses?
Yeah, you do. They'll let you keep one
of
the mattresses.
Your favorite one.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Wait, so where does the other one go? Does it go to like a Goodwill, or do they restock it and they reshelve it?
Well, that's what they do, Steve.
Slightly used.
Previously enjoyed is what they'll call it, as they restock that mattress.
When they put like a new fabric on it, like, no one's going to know.
I think they probably have to just burn it.
Just burn it?
I feel like you can't sell a mattress that someone's been banging on. I don't think there's any way you could do that.
What do you mean? People sell used mattresses.
Yeah, all the time.
Well, not like a company. What you do with your mattress is your own
just
business.
Just call it the floor model.
Yeah, I don't think that they could do that. I don't think there's anybody that would sell a mattress maybe at the company that where the, I don't think that's
all right.
A
if you're on the market for a new mattress, and yes, like, let's just say one of the mattresses is $5,000.
Okay.
And like, you could buy our beautiful mattress for $5,000, or you could buy the exact same mattress for $2,000, but just to let you know, a couple banged on it once. Would you do it? Just
no.
Once.
I mean, there's...
That's a $3,000 saving.
But their stuff's on there.
They probably
cleaned them.
They probably had sheets. And I mean, you're assuming that things just kind of went everywhere.
Yeah, I am. I mean,
but
look,
the sheets?
I don't have to get too graphic.
What if you said, hey, we had a regular set of sheets and also one of those, like, you know, wet the bed sheet things that you put underneath the sheets?
Yeah, the ones, the fancy ones, when you go to the mattress store, they put the glass of water on it and it doesn't soak through.
I would take a black light to that mattress, but I'd have to. That would be mandatory. I'd take a black light to see if, in fact, it is Danny free.
Someone says Sarah and Johnny Rubber should also apply for this job.
I agree.
Oh, I hadn't thought about
agreed.
That.
Agreed. Yeah, do that one.
Sarah, you don't want a new mattress. You had a chance to get a new mattress. You're one of those people that don't do stuff.
Well, she could win it for you.
Oh, yeah. How about that?
I love my mattress, but okay.
I went it for me.
Oh, you want a new mattress?
Well, I mean, it's been like 10 years.
Why don't you do it with your wife? You guys are the perfect couple. Just brand new baby.
Yeah.
You guys would be good for it, too.
That's a good point. Maybe we'll apply as well. What if all of us did it?
Let's all apply.
Yeah.
All right. But I'm by myself. I don't think they want to know what I'm going to do. I mean, I can have sex on my new mattress, but it's not going to be the kind I think they're going to really.
I mean,
I would like to be on the receipt. I would like to be the person. I would like to be the person that gets all the applications to see how many people are jokesters and say, I'm going to make love to myself.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you know that's going to happen.
Well, how do you discriminate? But they said couples.
Yes.
So they definitely need couples. A couple. Well, I'm out.
Someone brought up a good point. Two words for you. Hotel beds.
Oh, gross.
We all sleep on hotel beds, no problem.
That's true, yeah.
I know we do, but see, I can
do
that.
And using their sheets.
I can do that for a limited amount of time and forget about it, but if you took that hotel bed and moved it into my home, I think I would probably not be able to do that on a daily basis.
Yeah.
I'm willing to suspend my own OCD-ness, but they're right. I mean, hotel beds could be just as horrific as anything.
If not more, because at least in this situation, you're in control of the sheet situation.
Yeah, but I mean, they do wash the sheets. The sheets aren't the problem with the hotel, the bed.
Oh, take a black light to them, BJ.
Yeah.
They don't always wash the comforter.
Yeah. You're right. The comforter, you're right. Nothing with, I can't argue with the comforter.
Do not use the comforter ever.
Yeah, I can't argue with that. Or the couch for that matter, or anything in that damn room. You know, I mean, if you take a black light to any hotel room, you're going to just never stay at a hotel again.
Let's think outside the box. BJ and his wife could, you could. Could apply via Zoom and just be like, the pandemic has kept us apart, but we have sex every night via Zoom, and then you guys can do that.
That's socially relevant.
Oh, yeah. And you could get two mattresses, one for each place.
Exactly.
I don't think that's giving them what they want, but okay.
But, you know, in the world of being, you know, what we're dealing with, I mean, that's a good way for them to put out a statement.
Yeah. I don't think I'd win that.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, seriously. I mean, you get Danny and his girlfriend, you and your wife, and then here's me, so I'm just fat old guy by himself going, well, I look at a picture and show her my backside. That's what we do.
So it says, Steve, you can put in your video that you'll involve wrestling moves and then throw your wife in a figure four leg lock.
Good call.
On the bed.
You could pile drive her.
I could.
Yeah.
If it can stand up to this, it can stand up to your sex.
Good call.
Now, here, check it out. I'm giving my wife the Michinoko driver.
Is that a euphemism or is that a...
No, that's an actual wrestling move. Okay. Yeah. I was tracking. I got it.
Well, I don't know. I don't know this wrestling stuff as opposed to something I can find on Urban Dictionary.
I'm giving her my finisher, the full Nelson slam.
Nice. Hot.
Wow. All right. This has gotten weird.
No?
Yeah, just slightly.
Weirder.
Yeah.
I'm giving her a German suplex.
Ja. Okay. This is all sounding...
Belly to back?
Yes. Are you sure this is FCC approved, all of this conversation? All right, very good. Yesterday, Mr. Suplex over here...
He DDT, and you know what that D stands for.
Okay. Maybe you know what? You want to save the rest of this for the Migs cast. What do you think?
Man, we haven't done one in like months.
Okay,
sorry.
Good.
This is why we
Well, now you got to bring it. You got to bring
Thanks,
it
Thanks, coronavirus.
Yeah, just you two geniuses. Yesterday, Steve, he did get this one wrong.
In Back to the Future, what color was Marty's Calvin Klein underwear?
Marty.
Blue.
No.
Red.
No.
White.
No.
Which yellow?
No.
Yellow.
Ew. Yeah.
Purple. Yes, it's purple.
Oh, you remembered. Good for you, buddy. Yeah. You want a shot at beating Steve? All right. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 847 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. How long is a bankruptcy going to affect my credit rating?
Of course, most of the time, by the time we're talking about filing a bankruptcy, the credit has already taken a huge hit. Chapter 7 is going to affect it more negatively than Chapter 13. Chapter 7 stays on your credit report for 10 years from the time you file. It usually takes 7 or 8 years for your credit scores to get back into the normal range in a Chapter 7 case. However, your credit will start to recover even in Chapter 7 after about a year. You'll be able to get credit again right away, usually before your case is even over. Chapter 13 stays on your credit report for 7 years and usually takes about 3 to 3.5 years for your credit to get back in the normal range. So Chapter 13 will mean your credit gets better much more rapidly.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.